Blog Talk Radio.
皆さんこんにちは。人生を一歩前進、ナイジェリア女性と子供を守る友の会の代表で理事を務める長島秀子と申します。今日の課題はナイジェリアニジェルデルタを緊急大掃除ということですが、私たち NGO は産油大国であるニジェルデルタ地域の女性子供を環境汚染につながる貧困、無農作、疾病などから守ることを目指しております。私たちの会員は日本全国各地、ナイジェリア現地からも心ある人材に恵まれており、現在ナイジェリアカラバー大学教授2名、シェル石油会社から1名、日本から医療、企業、大学関係者など5名ほど会員になっていただいております。ニジェルデルタ出身で以前の大統領オバサンジョに2006年から2009年まで環境大臣を指名されたヘレン・エスエン様が私たちの活動の応援をしてくださっています。ナイジェリア・ニジェルデルタへの援助活動をせずに世界平和を求めるのは難しくなっています。なぜなら世界でも最大な規模の石油、天然ガス生産地で同地域への安全は世界経済にとって重要であります。またガスフレアなど温室効果ガスが発生し、環境汚染のため地球規模的な課題である気候変動の原因、脆弱性も有しています。政府の手を通してミリニアム開発目的など援助や原油で得た収入は適切に地域の清掃に生かされておらず、個人のために利用されています。貧民は政府からの仕返しを恐れて何も言いません。また私たちが効果的なプログラムを推進させるのには、原油収入、海外資金援助など資源がどのように用いられているか、政府の財務責任が問われます。財政管理はかなりずさんなので、一気にすべて支出を透明化するよう協力を呼びかける必要があります。地域住民の環境福祉改善に支出するよう、そして他の支出を減少させることです。それか私たちは現地でナイジェリアの政府と関わりなく、清掃工事をする必要に迫られています。今回インタビューをさせていただくのは、カラバー大学大学院公共政策管理研究所シニア研究者のリチャード・イングエ様。それから同大学環境汚染毒物学専門教授コンサルタントのウドフィア博士、ニジェルデルタ出身で元環境大臣であられた女性青少年問題に関するナイジェリア連邦共和国の上院委員会委員長のヘレン・エスエン様、そしてシェル石油会社エンジニア従業員のディアナ・バッシー様にインタビューさせていただきます。それでは皆さんどうぞお楽しみください。
Welcome to Global Eco Talk Show. The show will celebrate the responsible cleanup in Niger Delta, Nigeria. Featuring your hosts are I be Konagashima, and a co-host, Ibukun Onitiji. Here on the Sylvia Global Media Network. Now it is the Global Eco Talk Show.
Many people thought that the Nigeria is rich, you know, because of the oil.
Because of oil, yeah.
And then according to my research, the region produced the oil is providing the $15 billion per year revenue to the country. And then also, Nigeria gets donation from Japanese Official Development Assistance, it is called ODA, U.S. aid, U.K. aid, you know, those foreign aids amount to approximately $1 billion per year. But people are wondering why the money doesn't do much to help the poor and needy in Nigeria. As I write this article, Nigeria still, people are suffering from the lack of power and no welfare scheme to this day, I believe. Uh-huh. They don't help the poor in Nigeria. And then this is my own experience. When you call the police, they don't come and rescue you, even though they know that you're suffering from the violence. But instead, they ask for bribes. So I think that the police officers are not getting paid enough.
I support you on that. In defense, to an extent, the government they're trying to do a few things now in trying to ensure that there's proper law and order enforcement. There's actually still a long way to go. But the question I get to ask is, where is this huge amount of money going?
Obviously, it is not fairly distributed.
Yeah. So tell us, what drives you to contribute your work to Nigeria?
For me, Nigeria is not a strange place. My daughter now is waiting for me day and night with the lawyer's family. And it is my own country as well. We survived because of those people who cared about us and took our problems as their own. If they did not help us, I'm not here living and talking on the radio talk show.
That's true.
I was encouraged and empowered by so many individuals in Nigeria while I was voiceless and helpless.
And what kind of people are these?
One Nigerian widow, she gave me a box full of food. And I was not asking her to give me anything, that she knew that I was in trouble. And then another young lady, she found out that I didn't have any mobile telephone, and she just handed over to me. You know, that was when I met her for the first time. And a shop lady, I used to drop by the shop, and then this shop lady used to give me eggs and indomies into the bag, extra, handed over to me when I didn't even buy them. Groups of individuals regularly come to visit me, and they used to preach me and then encourage me, empower me. Some people used to, yes, that's true.
That's good.
Yeah, yes. And then some people used to give me money also. This is really surprising, really, because I know that many people in your country, they think that the white people are the rich people, but they used to give me money. And all other persons I'm afraid to mention here now, they helped my daughter and me directly or indirectly without knowing us. So they are all poor Nigerians, by the way. They are not rich people. You know, they are local people. And that's why I named the organization Support Women and Children in Nigeria.
Nigeria, my hope
is, my hope is to give back what I was given.
Okay. That's really good. I've just been told by our producers that we're really, really running short of time on this show. But quickly, Haideko, I want us to just quickly recap about how we actually met and how we want to, what our vision is for this show and the things we're hoping to achieve.
Many people ask me why I don't help the Japan or U.S., but the Japan or U.S. are already rich, and then nobody's representing Nigeria. The Nigerian, they are poor people, because there is a notion that Nigeria is already rich. So, yeah. You know, there is the Hinda side. People are not seeing what is really happening over there. But then the reason why I'm able to do this work is because of the people like you, you know, who wanted to support and help this project to be realized and actualized. So I am very, very thankful. I can never do all this work by myself. In fact, I'm looking forward to hearing the comments about this organization.
That's good. This is great. I really, really enjoy your story. I remember when you found my article online talking about religion in Nigeria and how people blame religion for so many things, and also how people look to religion to save them from a lot of